Hi guys, welcome back to You Get the Gist. I'm your host Diana and I have just returned from Tenerife today and oh my god, let me tell you all about it. First and foremost, I'm so glad to be sitting back home, to be sitting here, to be recording this episode today because man, I just missed practicing all of my daily habits that I love. Like literally, we flew with Ryanair. And we could not even take like a hand luggage. We just had to take like a small rucksack or a bag. And I decided to take my bag and I could not even close it. So it was full to the brim. So there was no space for even an additional feather. But for a journal, I did not have space for that. So I could not journal for a week. And girl, I wished I would have somehow managed to take it with me because I definitely would have needed it. So I feel like I have loaded up my brain with so many things because I couldn't write them down. So I'm so glad to be back here to be able to unload everything. And I did not journal yet. I just like took a self-care bath and watched a tarot card reading, of course. Shout out to Vanessa Samina if you're looking for someone who is a tarot card reader on YouTube, online, in real life. Look her up. That's Vanessa Samina. She's from Switzerland. She's amazing and she's my go-to. So yeah, I just took like my bath and listened to her. And so I did not quite come to that point where I sat down and journaled because now I'm here. I'm recording the podcast. So you are my journal now. So here are my unfiltered thoughts. The first 2 days were so amazing because the change of scenery, the change of energy, seeing something else, breathing in a different type of air, going into the sea, into the salt water, getting hit in the face by those fucking waves that I underestimated. Girl, it was sometimes it was like a fight for my survival in those waves, but it was totally worth it. And the temperature of the water, I bet you it was fucking freezing. But the moment that you went into the water after you kind of got over the shock of your life, when you started to just like fight for your survival because the waves were constant, you suddenly were not cold anymore. So it was kind of like a win-win. You got in quite quickly and you got used to the temperature quite quickly as well because of your own body temperature. You know what I mean? We had a rental car and so we were driving around the island every day for a week. It got exhausting at some point because those streets are all just like across mountains and that's why they're like serpentines going left and right. And so I do get car sick, especially on those type of trips. I did not vomit, but I did get sick like a couple times. And one time it was like really, really bad where I got so nauseous and dizzy. I could not enjoy that trip at all. But other than that, the scenery just did the thing. I took so many videos and I'm so keen to share all of that with the time. And well, coming back to the content thing, I did post consistently on TikTok and on Instagram, one or two posts per day. And I must say, I did not perform at all in Tenerife on TikTok. But for that, I performed a lot more on Instagram being in Tenerife. So what the actual fuck was going on there? Like, why did the VPN change the type of traffic that I have on my content? Like, I did not quite get that. But we don't have to understand it. We just have to take it as it is, take it as it comes. So that was my observation with that. And after the second day, after we have kind of gotten acclimated to the island, acclimated to our hotel room, which was very, very top-notch good, and it was beautiful and clean and the smell and everything was perfect. But after like the second day, after normality kind of came in and became our new routine, it quite quickly started to get boring. And I'm not going to try to mask it and say I had like the best vacation ever, or I'm also not willing to sound ungrateful for the vacation. But like after 3 or maximum 4 days, I could have already hopped back on our plane to towards home again. Because I have realized in there, yes, I did need a change of scenery because I had not been on vacation since July last year, which are a lot of months. And I definitely will take care that the next trips are not going to be in such high intervals, but like in just shorter ones, and then like shorter type of trips, because I do need a break from time to time, but I don't need it to be that big, because I have come to that point in my life where I actually really love what I do on my routine, on my day-to-day basis. And so I missed that a lot, because I actually really love going to work, as I love my job, because I get to content create, I get to spend time on Instagram and on TikTok for a living. How can you not like that if you're a person like me? So I'm not complaining at all. But yeah, I just became more and more grateful for what I have back at home. I discovered a new thing, and that was a book by Mia Magic. It's called Intuition. So it's not intuition, it's Intuition, as she is an earth witch, and then she talks about the witch wound and the witch inside and the witch hunter and all of those things that have to do with the witch and how the witch is implemented in each and every one of us. And I'm already on chapter 3. I absolutely love it. And if you're trying to connect more to your intuition, or intuition as she likes to call it, you should definitely get that book. I think it's freshly out, maybe just like a couple weeks or months old. But yeah, I absolutely love it. Top-notch literature. When you have so much time to think because you don't do a lot of things, you're not mentally challenged. It's not like we're sitting at home and not doing anything. It's just like I was not mentally challenged during this week. And so I had a lot of time to think about the things that are going on at home and in my regular life. And so I just came to the conclusion, or better say, I just underlined the fact that freedom is the most important thing in my life. And by freedom, I mean any type of independency that you can think of. I'm thinking financial, emotional, health-wise, remote-wise, you know what I'm talking about. So the highest form of freedom, that is what I want to gain, and that is what I'm striving for. So whatever I do, I keep in the back of my mind that if it does help me gain more freedom, it's a good thing. If it doesn't, it's not a good thing. So if I feel like something is imprisoning, or if I have to make a commitment that I don't feel that is going to contribute to my freedom in the long run, I'm just not going to make it. And so that comes from a place of not being independent ever since, basically, because I have always kind of got myself into situations that helped me out financially, as I never made, I never used to make the right decisions around money. And that has changed last year. But up until that point, I was always kind of dependent on a safety net. And I am more than grateful to say that I always had a safety net in form of my parents, my siblings, my best friends, my boyfriends. So I always kind of, I was able to fall back. And if I knew I don't have money for this and that, and that is important, I can ask person 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, and I'm going to get the money from someone. But that always came with the cost of not being independent and of not making good decisions around money. And by putting out those actions and so this energy into the universe, I kept attracting those type of situations where my financial means are not enough, and so I have to depend on somebody else to make the right decision. And my worst financial decision was last year when in 2022, it was already 2022. All right, so it was in 2022 when I decided to move to Munich without even having an apartment, without even having a job. I just decided I'm gonna move. Bold move, courageous move. I actually did find a very well-paying job and an apartment, but the quality of those two were exactly mirroring the type of quality that I had put into researching for a new job and for a new apartment. And so I had a, you know, how I always talk about my shitty job that was like the worst period of my time. It was that job in Munich. And then again, the apartment in Munich was extremely, extremely expensive. We're talking 1,100 euros warm for a one bedroom. A one bedroom, 1,100 euros. Can you fucking imagine that? That's fucking illegal. That should be illegal. That is criminal. I'm never going to do something like that again. And so I just decided I'm going to move out by myself. I want to be independent, and it doesn't matter the cost, I'm going to somehow make it. And with this mindset, I got what I wanted, and that was an apartment and the independency. But the financial kind of, girl, that dragged me down. That dragged me the fuck down when it came to finances. And ever since last year, which was 2023, I am kind of making up for the mess that I made in there, right? And it's working, it's fine, and that is only because I have shifted my mindset. I have shifted my mindset from scarcity to abundance, and that means I started to look for a job that first and foremost takes care of my mental health, takes care of my emotional health. And that doesn't mean that they do something for me, but that I feel good in that job, that I am happy when I wake up in the morning to go do that job, that I actually love what I do, that I love spending 8 or more hours in the office or home office or whatever, because I have finally chosen a job with my heart instead of with my head. Ever since I was 18, I have switched so many jobs. I cannot even remember all of my jobs because I probably must have had, I don't know, ever since I was 18, probably 25 to 35 jobs. Can you fucking imagine how many those are per year? I have never gotten out of the trial time of 6 months. And that is, girl, that is because I was only taking up a job in order to have money to spend, because I did not understand that I actually need to find something that I like and not look so much after the money that I was spending recklessly and not taking care of, granted. But yeah, that has changed, and now I feel like I have found my job that I actually like to do, and that is why I really love reposting everything that I do at work on my Instagram and all that. So if you follow me, you know what I do, and you know that I do marketing and that I always post memes and everything about that. It's because I really do enjoy what I do, and I don't feel like I have to compartmentalize. How do you say that word? Compartmentalize this job away from the rest of my life, because it is a very big part of my day-to-day life. I actually like those people that are in there, and they're becoming my friends, my private friends as well. And I feel like there is a trust, and it's not just like this rigid work environment that everybody is used to. It's a very kind of free and fresh work environment that I just get to be myself and express who I am and not get judged for it, but kind of get credit for it, because I get to be authentic. And yeah, I'm just going to stop bragging about my job or like talking highly of it, because this is not the gist of this episode. But you get why I wanted to let you know. I mean, how can you not want to return back from vacation to go to such an environment where you feel nourished, where you feel heard, where you feel respected? I don't know what else somebody would want from a work environment, and it pays. Like, I get paid to do what I like. Moving on, when I say that I could not wait to return back home, it was because I kind of wanted to return back to myself. When I am on vacation, I don't feel that kind of safety inside of me. And as you know, I'm a Taurus. I want safety. I love safety. But my ascendant is an Aries, and Aries is kind of like the opposite. They like adventure, and they like spontaneity, and they like risking and trying new things. And so it depends always which part of my birth chart is showing more. And I feel like it's a very nice flow. It's an up and down. It's an internal conflict that I always have to put up with. So whenever I feel too stuck in my safety and in my dependency on material things. I have to break out and do some crazy shit, like moving to Munich, moving to Greece, starting all over again. And then I serve my Aries part of who I am. And after I feel like I've been reckless enough, I return back to safety. So I feel like I'm learning to go with the ebbs and the flows of who I am. And that is what you should do as well. So, astrology, girl, I don't even want to get started with it. But ever since I have started posting about astrology so much, I have gotten even deeper than I already was in astrology. And the more I get deeper into it, the more I love it and the more I know myself, because astrology is a means, just like numerology and tarot cards and crystals, that help you navigate through this life, that help you get a sign. So if you want to know more about yourself, if you want to know what kind of decision you should make, you can ask the divine universe to help you out there. You can ask for a sign, you can ask for a number, you can ask for a specific color, you can ask the tarot cards what to do next, or what would happen if, or better say, you can keep those questions very open. Like, for example, what is the lesson that I have to learn right now? What kind of attitude should I have towards the situation? Can the situation be trusted and whatnot? So, coming back to the tarot cards, when I left for Tenerife, that day when I went to the airport, my new tarot cards have arrived. They're from Tea Leaf. I actually have them right next to me. They're called Tea Leaf Fortune Cards and they are round. They're like 200 cards and they have like small images and then like a sentence underneath. For example, there is a camel, and I forgot what it says, but under the camel it says something. You get the gist. So it's really cute. I'm going to draw a few. Let's see what they give us. All right, so let's play a little game. I have my tarot cards right here, the tea leaf cards, and I want you to think of a question, and I'm going to give you the answer for that. So, think of the situation that you are in right now, a situation where you don't know which decision to make. Think about what should I do next, or is this maybe my sign? Should I take the leap of faith, or should I not risk it? The answer is coming. You have your question ready. Let's go. Oh, the picture is a dog and he's cute. He's brown and he has like golden eyes and it says protection from a powerful friend. That's cute. Let's continue with that very same question. Ask another elaborate question around that situation. We're going to draw another card. Let's see. It's a nest with three eggs inside. It's a bird nest and it says an emotionally secure, loving family is important to you. Lovely. And the last card is going to give us a deeper idea and understanding of this. It's a boot. It kind of looks like a cowboy boot with a tribal tattoo on it. And it says, increase your efforts if you want to achieve your goals. Period. Now we can look at the months of the year. So let's see. When do we need protection from a powerful friend? Let's see in which month. September. Keep out for September. Okay, let's go back to the nest. An emotionally secure, loving family is important to you. When is this thing relevant in your life? It's going to be in February. Maybe this already was very important to you, or they did support you in that time, or maybe next February. And now the boot, which was increase your efforts if you want to achieve your goal, it's going to be relevant in June. Boom, bitch. So, summer being the time where you are the most energetic, where the sun is the highest, where our temperatures rise the most, and so on and so forth. It also stands for the most energetic time of the year, the time, for example, when we have full moon, when the energy is high, when things are getting done. And so it is only, it is kind of only matching that the boot with the efforts that have to be put in come to fruition in June. And it also kind of makes sense that when we're talking about the nest, like the emotional security through the family comes in February, in Pisces season, when we are thinking all things emotional, fragile, dreamy, family oriented, security, especially emotional security, so on. The tarot cards never lie. It's always a thing of interpretation, of course. So if it does not resonate with you, skip this part. I don't give a shit. But for me, it just feels like, girl, I just love tarots and I really want to get more into that. Maybe I'm going to do my readings one day. Who knows? But yeah, I think I'm going to wrap up this episode because it just feels like I just wanted to chat and let out my first impression of how Tenerife was. All in all, I would say that I would not return to the island. It was very beautiful to see and to experience once, and I would not return back to it because I did not feel entertained enough. I don't know if you can understand what I mean by that, but there's a lot of scenery to look at and a lot of landscapes to explore, but that's kind of about it. Yeah, I'm not into those super touristy things like water parks and like zoos and kind of watching fucking whale shows or whatnot with dolphins and whales in captivity. That is not my vibe, and therefore we did skip the biggest water park in Europe and also this zoo thing. And I think they would have filled out 2 days and I would definitely be more entertained, but like my consciousness would be like, nope, I just don't want that. And so it was not entirely for me. I did enjoy it. All in all, it was good and I did get more insights out of that, but I need to sit with those things to kind of understand the lessons that had to be learned there in order to be able to let you know how it was. Keep in mind, I just came back a couple hours ago. Let's say it was like, I don't know, 6 hours ago or so. And yeah, I just wanted to let you in on all the bubbly stuff, and like the deeper stuff will come in the following weeks as soon as the lessons are settled. Right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode and for listening to all of it up until this point. If you love the pod at least half as much as I do, then please rate it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It helps the pod grow so much, basically the most. Don't miss out on my content on Instagram and on TikTok. And if you did not notice, I changed my username to Mindset by Diana. It's Mindset by Diana. And I'm going to go with this handle everywhere on every platform because I just kind of wanted to integrate my podcast into the rest of who I am and not just make it like a separate part of who I am, because it's not. It's all connected. And I came up with the name in an instant. Like, I did not even have to think about it. I was like, mindset is a keyword. My name is in there. Mindset by Diana. Sounds good. It's not a taken username, so we're gonna roll with it. I actually love it. I never thought about it before, and I'm proud of it. So, if you are still following my old page on Instagram, if you look up You Get the Gist podcast, you're going to see that in the caption it says that it's going to be deactivated and to follow my new account, which is not my new account. It is my private account that has been changed to be my main account. So, thank you guys. I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you got the gist. Bye.